And so I really think that this talk about institutional, I don't know what institutional racism is. I want someone to tell me what that means. I believe that the reason that they keep invoking it is because it prevents black elected officials who have been running these cities, they're liberal democratic mayors and city council members and school board members, been running our cities for the last 50 years. And those are the places where they identify the largest amount of inequities exist. Well, they don't have to then answer the difficult question. If you were elected on the promise of improving the conditions for the least of these, why are students, why are children failing in systems run by your own people? So to avoid answering that question, all they've got to do is point to some abstract notion like institutional racism. Somehow white America has found a way to compel black professionals to miseducate their children in schools run and controlled and financed by them. But they don't have to answer that question as long as they can keep the public's attention focused on institutional racism, whatever that means. Then they don't have to address the difficult questions.